Hey folks, this is Audacity and Loving Life, and I'm your host, Sean Matos. I wanted to shoot a podcast out real quick before I go into work, because I'm watching the recording from last night for Married at First Sight, and Chloe and Michael are on the couch here talking about why things ended the way they did, and Michael is talking about why he chose to say no on decision day, and then what Chloe says is so indicative of what I would say, and that this makes me love her even more, even though it's just I'm having a delusion ship like Kelly is with Schwarber. But obviously her name is Chloe Brown. It's so funny because my two best friends, twin brothers, their names are Brown, last name are Brown. But it's absolutely indicative of my response. Would my response be if I were in her position and everything? Because I truly believe, with all her anxieties and stuff like that, that she really did, and being an introvert, that she really did put herself out there to try and make the marriage work. Like, she was all in. She really was, like, all in like Flynn, you know. And he was basically teetering on the edge, you know, and not really, what I think, putting it all in. So here's his response about, you know, why he said no on decision day, and then Chloe's response. I'm just going to let you guys listen to it.
We wouldn't have done this. This would have changed my mind. It's not because of her. That's the problem.
Did you just not want to be married? Because that's no. Okay. Lots of people. I know married people don't want to be married.
No, it's not that I didn't walk in just saying like, oh, I don't want to be married.
Then when you walked into decision day, why didn't you want to at least try it?
I didn't want to try it because I didn't feel we built a strong enough foundation to try marriage after decision day.
And I think that's where we came in with different expectations and also different intentions. And I think the difference is Michael was coming in committed enough to go through the process, but not committed enough to say, we're going to give this 100% until we've decided that we're not right for each other.
And Michael, I just want you to understand this. First of all, the reason I'm asking so many questions about this is because it seemed perfect. I really need to understand what was wrong, why you said no.
I mean, her mentality was different than mine. I should have been more transparent of having that collaborative dialogue of like, look, I'm still struggling to be at a place where I could say like, yes, we're going to say yes after decision day. What can we do about this? I need your help, or this is what I think a solution could be. I didn't do that. And that is going to be a regret of mine, and that is a glaring problem.
When you say it's a regret of yours, do you regret saying no on decision day?
I regret saying no on decision day.
Do you wish you had said yes?
I wish I was in a place where I felt more comfortable saying yes, definitely. Like, I said no based on how I felt at that time, but I regret that that's how I felt.
So do you regret not giving it a try?
I do regret not giving it a try, because when I hear the things that she had concerns about, when I hear what her mentality was going in, and when I hear where our key differences were, those were opportunities where we could have been aligned.
Chloe, hearing this, do you wish you could have a second chance?
No.
Why not?
No. I don't know how often this season I've been quoted saying what's meant for us will never pass us, but what is meant for us will never pass us. And with him saying no on decision day, it just tells me that our levels of commitment were in two different places. He said no. It was the universe's way of saying, he's not it. And they plucked him up and they moved him out of the way. And there's no regret there. I gave 175%.
You sound like a woman who's moved on.
Yeah.
Have you met somebody else?
No. Absolutely not. My next relationship is going to be with the soulmate that my heart has been calling out for in this lifetime. And I know that that's not Michael. And so for me, I'm just in a place where I have fully healed.
Michael? Have you moved on?
Yeah, from a healing process, I feel like I've moved on. If you're asking if I'm currently dating someone, I'm not.
Okay.
But I do feel like I'm in a good space to be a better person mm-hmm. for this and hopefully a better spouse and ultimately a better husband if mm-hmm. if that's what awaits me.
By the way, what's new in your lives?
I mean, I definitely feel like one of the things I took away and that I feel much more confident actively practicing now is being that empathetic person. It's like Chloe for me was a great example of that. You know, that's something I'm always thankful in regards to our experience. She really showed me how to be more of an empathetic person. So that's something I've tried to take into my personal life with all my relationships. I took a new position at work, which has been, you know, engaging in its own way. I still have been trying to keep up with my travel. So nothing crazy new. I mean, you notice the biggest new thing. So
Yeah. What's new in your life, Chloe?
Gosh, I feel like just this renewed sense of self. I have gone through just this awakening of my spirit, and I feel like the world is brand new in so many ways, seeing just how expansive I can be and how expansive this process has allowed me to be, and knowing exactly how it ends, do it all again in a heartbeat. I'm a transformationally different person today, and it is freeing and it is beautiful and it is exactly what I want for you. So I don't feel anything other than appreciation toward you, because you've given me the gift of knowing that what is meant for me will find me.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen,
that is right.
You too. You really.
So anyway,
in this season,
and this is why I like her so much. Like, why can't I meet somebody like that? So, yeah, I just wanted to touch base on that because I think, you know, a lot of people, when we love somebody and care about somebody, and we go through situations. Whether it be my interest in the bartender situation, or even friendships and stuff, or even workplaces. You know, the fact of the matter is, as much as we want to hold on to people because of how we feel for them, first of all, we can't. We really don't have any control over everybody. It's all pseudo bullshit, really, when you think of it. And you don't want to control anybody. Like I said, I'm very much into freedom, and I want that for the other person, and I always want the best for other people, even if I'm fucking being pissed off or, you know, speaking from a place of anger and hurt or whatever. In the end, you know, I truly, deeply inside, want the best for the bartender, you know, and want to see her value herself and everything else. But, you know, it's all about, and what she says is true, what's meant for us will never pass us. So if funny, the whole situation with the bartender, obviously she wasn't meant for me, because if she was meant for me, she would see me, she would reciprocate, she wouldn't have, you know, denied and lied. She wouldn't have done a lot of things that she did, and I wouldn't have, responded in a way, once I found out of all that, you know, because of the fact that, you know, it's not meant for you to be with somebody who wants to lie about anything that transpired between you. It's not meant for you to be with anybody that wanted to manipulate you or breadcrumb you, lie about you, lie to other people about you, maybe even lie to you or use you or cheat on you or anything, or even in a workplace treat you a certain way or whatever. Like I said, the loss prevention investigator job was offered to me a long time ago, I didn't, number one, I didn't think it was for me. Number two, I didn't want to work, with somebody that I thought was a crook or, you know, whatever. It wasn't meant for me to work for this other company. It wasn't meant for me to work with this guy, and I passed it up. but where am I? I'm at another company doing the same position, but at another company and at another time. You know, so what was meant for me is the loss prevention investigator position. What wasn't meant for me is the company that previously, you know, wanted to hire me, and the person working with that company wasn't meant for me, you know. So is the bartender meant for me? Maybe she is, but maybe not right now. Maybe she has to go through changes in order to be the person that's meant for me. Or she wasn't meant for me, but she was meant to, she was meant for me to have a lesson learned. And I was meant for her to teach her a lesson, you know. And that's all it is. And that's all it ever will be, you know, is lessons that we both needed to learn about what we wanted, what we didn't want, how to see somebody for who they are, how to appreciate the love and effort and be grateful for it in a real way and not in a, you know, well, you know, hey, look, I'm benefiting from this person. Because that's, in essence, that's how I feel. She was benefiting from my love, my genuine love, my genuine caring for her, my genuine effort, you know, my me seeing her and valuing her more than she values herself, me reading her and the issues that she had that we didn't discuss, but I knew, like I said, I read people, you know, and I may not make it known, you know, but I was also reading the situation all along too, that she was giving me extra attention because she was benefiting from me, you know. But at some time, it turned into something else. And once it became noticeable to other people and it was brought out to her, and then me backing it up, you know, that's what ends up happening. Then you get to see how somebody is able to handle things. And, you know, like I said all along, she was a runaway bride. She's an avoidant. She has abandonment issues, you know, stuff like that. So she doesn't like confrontation, the whole thing, you know. And I was right, absolutely right. So believe me when I tell you, it is an awakening when you go through things like this. If you go through it the right way, if you don't suppress it and avoid it and try and deny it to yourself and others. But you just are open. Like, this podcast is about me being open about my emotional roller coaster feelings concerning the bartender or other things that are going on in my life and the things that are happening in other people's lives, you know. And, you know, like, people, some of us go through life and we never learn a lesson. I've gone through a majority of my life and never learned a lesson because part of me is not wanting to change the good parts of me. You know, not wanting people to change me into who they are and who they were to me. You know, and it's hard. Do I cross the line sometimes by saying mean and hurtful things? Yeah, because you know what? Like I said, people are all about trudging all over your feelings while you're trying to be nice to them without a care in the world. But as soon as you trudge on their feelings, it's like, whoa, who the fuck do you think you are? They don't get the fact that they're the ones who instigated the situation, and you have every right to feel what you feel and every right to express how you feel, even if it's in that moment, and you may change your mind and your feelings later. Same thing when we date people, when we marry people. We're actually allowed to love somebody and then say, I don't love you anymore. You're not the person I married, or I'm not the person you married anymore, or you're not the person I was dating, or whatever. Or I'm growing and you're still at a standstill. So I can't be with somebody that's not growing with me, you know. So there's so many reasons. Like, look, the bartender and I had this beautiful, beautiful situation between us. And how quickly did the tables turn, you know, from that to really what's really a a hurtful situation for, I think, both of us. Look, I'm not denying that she may be hurt and angry, for sure. For sure. You know, will she own up to it? No. Will she apologize? Or, you know, will she even open that door? Or, you know, should I apologize? For sure. Like I said, and like I said yesterday about the other podcast, about apologies, you know. And it's so much harder when you come from a place of ego. It is. When you do have a weak ego, when you feel you don't value yourself that much, then you're feeling that anybody that brings out things in you that you have to question about yourself, it's a threat to you. It's a threat to your ego. And if your ego is already weak, then you're like, fuck, there's no way I'm going there. How dare you say that I got abandonment issues? How dare you say that I'm a runaway bride or avoidant or what? Or I breadcrumb people. Maybe I don't mean it, but I did it unintentionally or whatever the case. How dare you do that? That's an attack on me. And it's not. It's not really. It's an awakening of the things that you have to work on in yourself that other people recognize. That's it's all about growing and learning and helping yourself and building your self-worth up, you know. And that comes from a place of love. But a lot of people don't see it that way. They see it as a threat to them. And I know that's what the bartender sees in me. I'm a threat to her because I see her. I really see her. Not what other people see. I really see her for who she is and what she has deep down inside, you know. So at the end of the day, it is all about nothing will pass us that's meant for us, you know. And sometimes people will come back around. Sometimes situations will come back around because certain things were meant for you, but not with certain people or in that time period, because there's still one person's grown and the other one has to grow up, you know, like the loss prevention thing. It was meant for me to do this job, just not with them, you know. So that opportunity came back around to me in a different way. And so relationships can come back around to us in a different way and with a different person, or with the same person in a different way and at a different time. Because what is meant for us will not pass us, no matter how much time goes by, no matter what the situation is. It will happen in divine timing, you know. And I truly believe that. And it just supports the fact that I should have a crush on Chloe. Because she's absolutely coming from a place of knowing, you know, intuitively things that happen for a reason. You know, the worst things happen for the best things, for the best results sometimes. You know, there's people like that have gotten divorced and went and dated other people and whatever, and then boomeranged right back to each other as different people. They showed up differently to each other, and it was much better, and they end up getting remarried again. You know, so I, you know, you got to believe that, that, you know, anything that happens in our lives truly is meant, the good and the bad, for something else, you know, whether it be a lesson or to set up another situation down the road where it's meant for us, you know. So anyway, I gotta get going because I gotta go to work. I'm not fucking looking forward to it. And I've already did, like, fucking cleaned a house with fucking vacuuming and went outside and did some fucking shit in the yard. And, you know, I can't sit still here. And then I reached out to, you know, this in PA to see if I can get together to do this investigation and try and get it done and out of the way so I can just get paid, you know. But, and I'm hoping, you know, I can't see my schedule and I'm, like, pissed off because, like I said, nothing, we can't use our phones in our laptops at home and stuff like that, because it's got to be on their network. But I can look at my emails and check them. And I'm looking at the fucking schedule, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Please don't tell me, because somebody else did the schedule. It looks like I don't have my whole weekend off, like I only have Saturday off. I hope I'm looking at the wrong thing, but it's so microscopic, the schedule, and it won't expand because they don't allow you to expand it. They don't allow you to share it. They don't allow you to do anything to it that I can't see. So I'm hoping when I look at it this afternoon, it doesn't show that I don't have Sunday off, because I have plans to ride my bike with Trenton and hopefully go to Delaware and ride our bikes to Delaware. So I'm hoping, you know, we can do that, or down to Cape May, at the very least. I think we were planning on fucking hopping the ferry and going to Delaware, you know, and riding Rehoboth Beach area or whatever, but that's gonna fuck and suck, because we've been wanting to do this for the longest time, and I'm hoping my schedule is not fucked up, because that's gonna fuck up my whole weekend plans. And I literally want to go ride my bike right now before I go into work, but there was another really bad accident here. Dan was coming over my house, and he saw this bad accident, and it's almost daily. And like I said, two kids have been killed there, couple people. There's been people killed right here. Actually, the one guy got arrested finally and charged with, I think it's vehicular manslaughter or whatever. For the last really bad accident, it killed a couple people here. It took them a year, whatever, but they were making sure they were dotting her I's and crossing her T's with the situation, you know, which obviously they, as they should, because it is a weird kind of a situation, kind of an accident that happened. So, at the end of the day, I'm really, like, not, I really hope that my schedule is, you know, not fucked up, because the weather is nice and I want to start going out and playing more. But anyway, like a little kid, it's not fair. I'm going to have a hissy fit. I think I'm going to lay on the floor and have a fucking temper tantrum. Haven't had them since I was a infant, I think. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so people, just be rest assured. Have faith that everything that happens, good and bad, is leading you to where you're meant to be, with whomever you're meant to be, in whatever situation you're meant to be in, down the road, or, you know, even either with the same people or without them, or, you know, it's all divine timing. But yeah, always take it as, like, Chloe took this situation as a lesson, an awakening, you know, and that's how we have to take things. You know, we can go through the emotional roller coaster, obviously, because we're human beings and we have that, you know, and our mind is the worst thing, because we overthink, we assume everything. I'm the worst at that. I really am. Like, sometimes I have to bring myself into the bathroom, beat myself up like Jim Carrey does in Liar Liar, to say, yo, what the fuck are you fucking doing? But, you know, you got to do that, too. You got to check yourself, you know. But what's meant for us will not pass us, and I am going to get going.